You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Okay, opening day is a thing of the past. It kind of is and kind of isn't for the Giants, because as we're speaking right now, the Giants have opened the season, but they did it on the road, and now they're home to open at AT&T Park, the greatest place on earth, in my opinion. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Chris Haff. Chris, the Giants did exactly what I expected them to do, playing the Milwaukee Brewers, a team that one of their players joked, you know, we're not going to go 0-162, but everyone's kind of talking about them like they're capable of doing that. So the Giants winning 2-3 there, I guess, was not a big shock, just sort of an overview of the series as a whole. They sort of took care of business, I guess.
Yeah, Allison, they they hit well, at least in the first game, and then they played two close, I was about to be redundant there, close one-run games, the last two. after the opener, in which they won 12-3, they really didn't hit much with runners in scoring position, couldn't generate that much offense. They did hit for power, which, of course, is not unheard of in Miller Park. They hit at least one homer in each of the three games. So it'll be interesting to see whether they can continue that, you know, when they go elsewhere, or is that just a Miller Park phenomenon? But I did make the observation in spring training that I thought they would be a greater power hitting club this year than in recent years. And when you've got a guy hitting seventh like Brandon Crawford, who hit 21 home runs last year, you can consider yourself as having a deep batting order.
Yeah, and let's talk about a couple pitching performances. Of course, we've been talking about Jeff Samardzija and Johnny Cueto ever since these guys basically signed. We've been very curious to see. I feel like the Giants are going to win a division because of the contributions from those two. What were your impressions of Samardzija? And he kind of looked shaky early, but did you feel like he got it together?
Yeah, he settled down. It was a lot like his mid-spring training starts. And now, of course, this counts for real. And he'll have to make some adjustments. He'll have to bear down a little bit, but I think he can. He did pitch well. Final, two and a third, three innings of his outing, and again, he was pitching in a hitter's park. There's no reason to believe that he can't capitalize on his surroundings when he gets to pitch at home. Although actually, he's not going to pitch at home for a while. The way things work out, I think he'll make his next start at Colorado, and then the start after that, I think at Dodger Stadium, which is, a pitcher's park. So we'll see how it goes for him.
And how about Johnny Cueto? He looked seven innings, one run, six hits. So that's kind of what Johnny Cueto does. He looked pretty much the way they expected.
Yeah, I mean, as one player said to me, he told me that during the game this Giants player observed another teammate, hey, we got a guy out there right now who'd be starting opening day for most teams. We got pretty much the full Cueto treatment that night. He did the quick pitch. He did, he did the delivery where he turns his back to the hitter. He didn't do actually, and it wasn't the full Cueto experience. He didn't do the shoulder shimmy where he kind of, rocks his shoulders back and forth. But we saw a lot of what has made him a successful pitcher these past 8 years, and the Giants are looking forward to more.
So I am making, as I'm going through everybody's coverage of the team coverage, I find myself now making lists of the players who have been hit by the flu. Jane Lee and I probably had too long of a conversation about it yesterday, so we'll keep it short. But Denard Span has the flu, right? And Buster Posey and Bumgarner, they had bouts of this too. What is this a concern? Do they feel like they have this thing contained, or are there more guys?
They think they have it contained, and the guy who's most recently, Denard Span, tentatively he's in today's lineup, so they think he's getting better. If he starts all of a sudden feeling nauseous or lightheaded or whatever right before the first pitch, we'll have a late scratch. But as of the end of batting practice, it looked like he was going to stay in the lineup.
That's good. Yeah, it's just scary because it seems like this thing is just going. Clearly, this was sort of a spring training outbreak that has. And it's hit some of our reporter friends. Steve Gilbert had to miss opening day because of this thing. So anyway.
That's not good.
No, it's terrible. So they're hosting the Dodgers, correct? This is the opening series.
Yes,
the Dodgers.
Yes, who have not allowed a run yet. So.
Oh, right.
If the Giants get one, it'll be a moral victory.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, because it had nothing to do with the fact that they're playing the Padres. But we're not going to dump on the Padres right now. but the Dodgers series, I would think, maybe a little bit more of an indicator. I mean, look, it's April. We're all overreacting because that's what we do. We have nothing to go on except for three games. So we're either overreacting about all the home runs that these guys are hitting, or we're overreacting to how many games teams are losing. But this might be a little more of an indicator playing the Giants playing the Dodgers about maybe what kind of team the Giants have rather than going on their performance against the Brewers. Is that fair?
I'd say this is more of a litmus test, sure. They always play the Dodgers tough, though. So, yeah, I mean, it's a rivalry game. And if people who think there aren't rivalries in Major League Baseball, they're wrong. I mean, the Giants do get up for these games. It's opening day, so, yeah, they'll be – I expect them to be minding their P's and Q's for all nine innings or beyond,
yeah.
if that's what it takes.
I'm so jealous. I would love to be there for a Giants-Dodgers series. I had one planned last year. There was one that looked really good toward the end of the season, a pennant race, and then the division race was over before it happened, so I had it canceled. But anyway, who cares about that? Chris, thank you so much. Enjoy the wonderful Giants opener, and we'll talk to you next week.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.